It's a really honor for me to introduce Lisa McLeod, the BC chairperson of the Canadian Federation of Students. The Canadian Federation of Students, like the Federation of Labour, has been on the front line of fighting the Liberal government in this province. You know, we heard the BC teachers got their ads turned down by TransLink. Well, it wasn't just them, because the Canadian Federation of Students had ads promoting Rock the Vote. Seems like getting people out to vote was too political and they couldn't put their ads in. But you know, they are political. I attend every one of their meetings twice a year. The debate's wonderful. It gives you an inspiration of the young people from around the province that gather together to organize, to fight back, to protect public education and access to that kind of education for all of our students. They do a hell of a job, and they're up against a lot of odds. So I want you to join with me in welcoming Lisa McLeod to say a few words to us. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you. As you know, as you've heard, my name is Lisa McLeod, and I'm the BC chairperson of the Canadian Federation of Students. And on behalf of our over 140,000 members in British Columbia, I want to extend greetings of solidarity to you, our sisters and brothers in the labour movement. I also bring, on behalf of our membership, thanks to all of the members of the BC Federation of Labour, and specifically the members of the Canadian Union of Public Employees, the Communication, Energy and Paper Workers Union, the BC Government and Services Employees Union, the BC Teachers Federation, and the Federation of Postsecondary Educators, and all of the other unions who generously supported the Canadian Federation of Students' February 4th Day of Action to reduce tuition fees. Your contributions helped students in over 30 communities across British Columbia send Gordon Campbell the message that he and his government need to bring tuition fees back to earth. And you also helped gather signatures for our petition, which called on the government to freeze and reduce tuition fees, fully fund every space in the public post-secondary education system, and increase needs-based, non-repayable grants. With your help, we gathered over 38,000 signatures for our petition, which was presented to the BC Legislature on October 20th. And each signature on that petition is representative of many more British Columbians who share our views and our values. Our organizations are so necessary because we bring together so many people from diverse backgrounds and from a multitude of places who fight for a just world. Whether we're bringing people together over high-quality, accessible post-secondary education, fair wages and compensation, or the need to protect and build our public infrastructure, we are joined together to represent the views and the voice of average British Columbians, all of the people who value our social programs, our public education system, workers' rights, and human rights. We stand together to protect our public investments because these are the measures that help create a fair and equitable society where every single person has equal opportunity to provide for their families, to pursue their dreams, and to contribute to a democratic society. We stand together as partners because we are committed to ensuring that the representatives that we elect into public offices carry through on their promises to build our society in a fair and equitable manner. Because we know that these are the things that ordinary British Columbians value. Time and time again, anecdotal and statistical evidence show that Canadians value public education, we value public health care, and we prioritize investing in our social safety net over tax cuts to the rich. And that's why it's so frustrating that the government in British Columbia is standing in the way of those values. In the last 3 years, this government has devastated post-secondary education. Every day, we hear from students who have been shut out of the system because they can't afford the skyrocketing tuition fees. Fees have doubled in BC in the last 3 years, and this government has said that it won't even consider freezing tuition fees. Enrollment has declined steadily since tuition fees started increasing, and especially in rural places like Terrace, Penticton, and Prince George in the Minister of Advanced Education's own backyard. And students who made the decision to stay because they can't get by without an education are being saddled with lifelong debt, are taking longer to graduate, and often have to work 25 or 30 hours a week while in school just to get by. And this government is hurting those students who have to work too, with this $6 training wage and back-to-work legislation that has set back decades of progress in ensuring that the worker and not the profits of corporations come first. Young people need a government that believes in its role as an enabler and in its role as helping citizens to succeed, not one that spends its time and taxpayer money putting up obstacles to success. This is why the Canadian Federation of Students is running as our primary campaign this year, Rock the Vote BC. We want to make sure that average people, and especially young people and students, see their views and their voice represented when they go to the ballot box on May 17th. In the last provincial election, only 25% of eligible voters under 30 cast a ballot. And low voter turnout is amplified by the fact that during election campaigns, candidates and parties aren't addressing youth issues because they think that our vote doesn't matter. Well, this time around, we're going to prove them wrong. We're going to demonstrate how important the youth vote is. This election, we're going to make our issues the election issues. I want to add thanks to the members of the BC Teachers Federation and to the Federation of Post-Secondary Educators who are helping us in this campaign because they too are fighting for the right to a high-quality, accessible public education system. Through this campaign, we're going to force all the parties to address youth issues by building momentum across the province and registering more young people to vote than ever before in BC. Rock the Vote BC is going to prove that minimum wage legislation and tenants' rights protection and First Nations Treaty and Title are all issues that young people care about. Rock the Vote BC is going to make candidates understand that youth care about the environment and the regulation of industry and the sell-off of Crown lands to private corporations. We're going to show that young people know that they need accessible post-secondary education, and that students know that it is the responsibility of their elected government to reduce tuition fees and remove financial barriers, and to fully fund every single student so that students will have the best possible education. This provincial election, young people are going to make a difference. So when we go home and when we talk about the election to our friends, our neighbours, our co-workers and our classmates, we will know that if candidates in this election don't promise to reduce and freeze our tuition fees, if they don't promise to scrap the $6 training wage, and if they don't promise to invest back into our communities inside and outside the Lower Mainland, then young people will not be voting for them. And when we wake up on May 18th, British Columbia is going to have a government that will be committed to what it is that we value. And that is building a better, brighter, fairer, more just British Columbia. A British Columbia that includes everyone, not just the rich, not just the privileged, not just people living in fancy condos, but everyone. Thank you.